after going to my clinicals and talking to some of the reps that I was connected with at NLI, I just got in with a medical director and just went all out and got my own equipment and just opened my own med spa.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome, everybody, to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Lewis, the Laser Guy, where we explore journeys of cosmetic laser techs, cosmetic nurse injectors, and physicians getting into the wonderful world of medical aesthetics, which is a booming $16 billion industry of people providing services like Botox and fillers and laser hair removal and cool sculpting and foot and facial and more. So I'm here today with Kelly from Texas, who I met many, many years ago in Texas at a promotional event. We did a nighttime meet and greet event called The Skin Scene. And then you attended our class in what year? You said it was during COVID. Was that just right when COVID hit?
Yes, I was doing the online during COVID. And then I came back for the clinicals in July of 2020.
Gotcha. So there was like a couple months break between online and the clinicals.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I remember the very beginning of, because typically our class is a 2-week boot camp. We do 5 days online and like 10 days in person. But because COVID hit, we gave you guys a whole bunch of extra online training. Said, okay, once things settle down, let's knock out the in-person clinicals, which is where you knocked it out. But now we're kind of back in the groove and people are doing it nonstop with a day break and they're good to go. So just, I know it was a while ago, but what do you remember about your training experience, both online and in person? Like, what memory kind of resonates in your mind?
There was lots of information, lots of details, lots of question and answer. If you had a question, the instructors were very willing to answer it or give you resources to get the answers.
Right. And how did you enjoy the clinical aspect as far as actually treating people and getting your hands on the lasers?
Yeah, I loved it. That was fun.
Yeah. Was it like before you started, were you a little like kind of nervous and scared, like new stuff and medical devices? What if I blister or burn somebody? Did you have that kind of little bit of anxiety going in?
A little bit, yeah. But I was excited about it. I was ready to do some hands-on training.
Cool. And I know you mentioned you come from a totally different background. You're not a doctor. You're not a nurse, not an esthetician. What was your prior life as far as work goes?
I was in oil and gas for 16 years.
Hold on. What does oil and gas have to do with aesthetics?
Nothing. No, I wanted a career change. So I left oil and gas and started doing permanent cosmetics. Did that for 6 years. And then that's when I decided I wanted to expand my practice and came to NLI.
Okay. So in the oil and gas business, were you doing administrative? Were you like drilling oil wells? What were you doing?
I did a little bit of everything. Started as administrative. Worked my way up into sales and was in management and partnership with a company for the last 5 years of my career. And then got out of it to completely change paths.
Gotcha. So when you say permanent cosmetics, that means like the permanent makeup, like lips and eyebrows and things like that? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brows, microblading, permanent cosmetics, lips, eyeliner.
Very cool. Everything. And are you still doing a little bit of that too?
Yes, I do that too.
Awesome. So you left National Laser, we're in the middle of crazy COVID, and how long did it take you before you said, okay, I'm going to go out there and start looking for a job now, things have settled down, COVID's calmed down a little bit, let me start the job search?
Well, I had my own studio doing the permanent cosmetics, so while I was going through school at NLI, I was kind of looking at going to work either. I had worked at a med spa previously, and I kind of considered going to work at another med spa, but really was more considering going the dermatology route. And then after going to my clinicals and talking to some of the reps that I was connected with at NLI, I just got in with a medical director and just went all out and got my own equipment and just opened my own med spa.
Look at you, a little Texas entrepreneur. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So you bought a device that does what types of services?
I bought 3 devices.
Wow.
I bought the Quanta Evo laser that does the laser and the IPLs, laser hair removal and IPLs and everything. And then I got the Skin Wave for the hydrating facials.
Cool.
And then I got the Virtue RF microneedling.
That's a cool device. I like that one a lot. It's fun, huh?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Awesome. So how long then have you been doing lasers on your own for now? How long has it been?
So I've had them for, this month is 1 year since I've had them.
Very cool. And are you enjoying it? Are you having fun? Having a good time?
Yeah, I am. I do. I love them.
Is it a different atmosphere than the oil and gas atmosphere?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
How is it different?
I could make my own schedule in oil and gas, but it's a whole different. I can come and go. I make my own schedule. I get to be with, a lot more women than men.
Right.
So that's a different thing. I don't know. I just really enjoy, in both of them, I got to meet people and talk to people and get to know people, but, I like helping people and making them feel better about themselves and helping them with problems they have. So it makes me, I just really like enjoying helping people with any issues or problems.
Awesome. And what would you say is your most popular service? Of all the things you do, what's like the most requested?
Usually the Skin Wave is the most requested. Right now, I've been having a lot of people come to me for the Virtue, the RF microneedling. That's probably most popular right now. Everybody's concerned about their aging issues and the wrinkles and the skin tightening. So that's
little... As you said that, with the whole wrinkles, I'm looking in the Zoom, the camera, thinking, gosh, I'm due for my Botox. It's been a while. Ago, you know? So what's your favorite service where you personally provide? Like if you had to do only one service, you couldn't do anything else, what would you be doing?
I think the Virtue.
Yeah, it's very cool. Explain to the world who doesn't understand, like, what is radio frequency microneedling?
The radio frequency heats your skin. It lifts and tightens. And the microneedling is for the tone and texture. So it's great for acne scars, any kind of scarring. It reduces your pore size. It's great for skin tightening, lifting, fine lines, wrinkles. It's like almost like a little mini facelift.
Awesome. What do you charge for that? What's the ticket for that?
Around here, I'm in East Texas, so it's a little different than the bigger cities.
Right.
So we charge just between, $500 to $700, just depending on the area and what is added on.
Cool. East Texas. So how far are you from Dallas?
2 hours east of Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's driving distance, not too far.
Yeah.
Not too far, but it's a smaller area. What's the city you call it?
Right.
What's your city?
Longview.
Yeah, Longview. Yeah, I've heard Longview. Very cool. Very cool. So what's the journey hold for you, my dear? Are you planning on adding more services, expanding, hiring people? Like as you grow and get busier and busier, what are you thinking you want to do?
Yeah, so I have a nurse injector coming on this week. So we'll be doing injections and fillers. We'll be adding IV therapy onto the practice and esthetician services and possibly a massage therapist soon.
Wow. So I can come to you. I can get a laser treatment. I can get Botox. I can get a vitamin C, IV. I can get the fancy facials. I can get the whole nine yards in.
Yes. Yes.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Very, very, very cool. I'm glad you're doing well. Nice to catch up. God knows how many years later.
Right.
Appreciate your business, my dear. And let's definitely, are we friends on Instagram? I can't remember.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Awesome. What's your Instagram again? For anybody who wants to check you out and follow you, what's your Instagram?
It's KD Aesthetics in Longview, Texas.
KD Aesthetics. Beautiful. All right, my dear. Nice chatting and you have a wonderful day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.